we turn to God's Word found in the 15th chapter of John. Listen for God's Word. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The word of the Lord. In case you're wondering, you are not the one who is in total control. The fate of all creation does not rest in your hands. In case you're wondering, everything does not depend on you and your ability to figure it out. In case you're wondering, you are not in charge. As we reflect on Jesus' statement, I am the vine, he begins by making it clear that this is not one of those illustrations where we get to pick who we want to be. We may want Jesus to say, I am whatever you want me to be, and you can be whomever you want to be. Sort of, you want to be the vine, be the vine. Oh, you want to be the vine grower, be the vine grower. Who wants to be the pruner? It's not like that. Jesus makes it explicit. God is the vine grower. God is the one who plants. God is the one who cares for the vine. God is the one who prunes the vine. God is the one who provides what the vine and branches need. That job is taken, no need applying. Jesus is the vine, the one who brings us sustenance, the one who brings life to the branches, the one who connects the branches. And we are the branches, the ones called to bear the fruit of God's love and Christ's care for us. And part of being branches means being pruned. The Greek word kathero used in verse 2, which we read as prune, can also mean to cleanse. It's the same root word Jesus uses in the Gospel of John when he washes the disciples' feet and says that they are clean. It's the word that we pick up in verse 3 here. As Jesus tells it, the vine grower prunes in verse 2. And in the same way, Jesus' word cleanses in verse 3. Pruning. It reminds us of the need to hear Jesus' words and examine our lives to determine what we need to cut away so that we can follow Christ. My wife prunes much better than I do. I wish she were here. I'm telling, she's better than I am at something that she doesn't get to hear, and I don't get credit for it. Give her clippers and beware. We had a not quite waist-high stone wall that ran the front of the house in Ohio. The previous owners had put out all sorts of flowers in a bed that ran the length of the house in front of that wall. It was a lot of work. I didn't want to do all that work. So we were told about knockout roses. I don't know about here, but in Ohio, in that climate, you can just plant them. You don't have to water them. They just keep growing. And every once in a while, you come and cut them back. So we put them in across the front of the house. It looked beautiful. I would do the trimming in season to keep them from hanging too far over the sidewalk and intruding on the sidewalkers. But in between seasons, I would go and prune a little bit back, and she would come and go, no, 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 no. And she would prune them back till I thought she had killed them. But her pruning worked better than mine. It's a difficult image that Jesus gives us. The need to look at our lives and say, I need to get rid of this or that if I want to focus my energy, if I want to commit my life to doing those things God is calling me to do. And yet, those who garden and those who watch gardeners know that the ones who prune get the better fruit of the vine. The author this week, if you were in one of the classes reading his book, he takes that idea of pruning and talks about pinching. And he invites everyone to have an exercise in our own life where you sit around periodically and examine what you're doing as a disciple of Christ. And then decide what in your life is extraneous. And then, as he would describe it, pinch it. I think Jesus is saying prune in the same way. I don't know how often you do that. But maybe we ought to do it more often. Look back over the calendar. Look at all the things we do and busily run from here to there, and then ask, maybe should I pinch that out of my life and make room for focusing more on what Jesus calls me to do? Jesus also offers the image of abiding in Him as a way to live out our lives of discipleship. In agricultural terms, the use of that Greek word, it would mean literally to remain on the branch. To remain on the branch with Christ. To intertwine our lives with Him so that we, the branches, bear the fruit of the vine, that is, the fruits of Christ. And as you think about that image, you might also notice that then Jesus points out that that is how He is connected to God. He abides in God. We abide in Him. Our relationship, trying to model the relationship that Christ has with God. And if we read beyond verse 8, we'll see Jesus making the connection, not only abide in Him or remain in Him as He abides in Christ, but all of that means abiding in love. The theological image of the branch remaining on the vine, moving to the theological language that suggests abiding in Christ, is abiding in love. A reminder that the basis for our remaining with Christ is God's love for us. Remaining, abiding in Christ allows us to bear much fruit. If you're in one of those classes that saw the DVD this week, they went to a vineyard in Israel and there were these luscious purple grapes. It made me want to stop by the store and buy some grapes. Beautiful, tasty grapes are the end product that the vine grower seeks. That is the life to which Jesus pushes us. A life where we prune away that which is extraneous so we can bear beautiful fruit. So that we can be the branches that not only know God's love, but reveal God's love to others. Just what God desires of us. Good fruit that glorifies God. As you look at the bulletin cover this week, you see the chalice, a reminder of where some of that good fruit goes. It comes to us this day as the fruit we drink as part of our celebration of our Lord's Supper. A reminder that Christ continues to abide in us. Christ remains with us. And we meet Him here at His table. We come and taste the juice or the wine and know the God who abides in love, who abides with us in love, and we discover the one in whom we abide. Abide in Christ. Abide in love. Life on the vine. Amen.